Hello, everyone.
Love Talk Radio.
Hello and good morning. Happy Saturday morning. I am your host, Jeray Black of Unmasked and Identified Radio. And today I just want to introduce myself. I am a life coach and I am an empowerment coach for women. My background is in psychology, but I have a heart to help women overcome their painful past. When women do not deal with their self-issues, it really, really travels into parts of their relationship, marriage, and even into their parenthood. And I really want to discuss, the issues that are plaguing women from achieving the full knowledge of their true identity. And how do we get there? Well, we first have to seek the Lord and to unmask our hearts before Him. And how do we do that? We really give up everything that we think we know about ourselves, because a lot of people can, you know, gain their identity from someone else telling them what they like, who they are to be, what they should do in life, instead of them making their own conscious decisions as a woman. It's time to really break down that mask upon our hearts and upon our spirit. And it took me a long time to do that within my own life, because I always had this cliche of, oh, my life is my life, and whatever I do in it is my choice. But I beg to differ with that, because I started a journey back in November to really focus on who I am as a person, who I am as a woman, who am I to God, and what is my purpose in this life. A lot of times people are so sketchy about talking about their past. They're so sketchy about revealing what they've really been through in life. And when you come across these people, they can be some of the most sweetest people in the world on the inside. But what they display on the outer parts will be rage, will be attitude, will be someone that is confrontational, someone that you may not want to be around, because you don't know their backstory. You don't know the things that they may have been through to, you know, get them to that place to where they don't have a concern for no one, to really be able to care about what they think of themselves. And so moving forward, let me just share a little bit of myself so you guys can understand the journey in which I'm on to help women unmask that face that they put before the world. It's a front. And it's really this mirage of a person that has been created, because you don't may not want to reveal what you're truly like as a person. And so my background, since the age of 6 to 12, I was brutally molested and raped. And I was closed off to everything positive in my life. And when I say positive, I wouldn't give anybody the time of day to come and around me or anything, because those experiences traumatized me dramatically. I didn't tell nobody for a while after it happened. I told my mom and she didn't believe me. I told my sister and my brothers and they protected me. And coming from a place like that, it really, really gave me a hard exterior of protecting myself. And it gave me that attitude to where I didn't care. If you hurt me, I will hurt you back more ways than you could think. And I was tired of living like that since the age of 12 up until I was maybe 33 years old. I'm going on 35 this year. And I really wanted to know, what would I be like without masking this fear of anger, of hatred towards the people that hurt me, and hatred towards my mother that did not protect me, and hatred towards my father that wasn't in the home. And you have to really be honest with yourself to really see the issues that stem from why you have these traits within yourself, why you may be feeling unloved, why you may be feeling hostile towards people. And it may not even be the people that are around you that you feel that way towards. It may be the very person, not maybe, it is the very person that harmed you, but you may not know how to identify that anger and that feeling of emotion. So you just really take it out on everybody. And that's what I did for the longest period in my life until I woke up one day and God began to deal with my heart and, you know, began to minister to my spirit, my mind, my soul, everything that had to do with Jere. Why? Because he loved and cared about me. And I know I said that past tense. I know what I said. But I know that he loves me. I had to really know that he loves me, not just because he created me, but because he purposed me to do something. And what I really got to know within myself, all the damage and all the hurt and everything that I've been through, it was the attack of the enemy for him not wanting me to walk in my purpose in God. So getting to the moral of the topic of today's podcast, it's unmasking your heart before God. And how do you get to that point to where God already knows everything about you? He just wants you to come and lay it on the altar of his feet. To really say, you know what, Lord, I can't handle this. You know what, Lord, I'm tired of living my life this way. You know what, God, I don't want to feel this hatred anymore. You know what, God, I don't want to feel like I'm not worthy of love. You know what, God, I don't want to feel like I have to walk around with these hidden tears, because I know that there are many women behind closed doors that cry, but they're so proud to where they don't want other people to see that emotion because they don't want to be identified as weak. They don't want to be identified as, oh, well, she put on a front, and, you know, all those other labels that you get when you're not, as the world say, real, okay? And so taking off this mask before God is just purifying yourself within him, whether you be an emotional wreck, a liar, a deceiver, whatever you are masking on the outside and internally, take it away. Take away every ugly thing that you are portraying to be, and just begin to talk to God. Begin to tell him how you don't want to be this way anymore. Begin to tell him how you want to know your true identity, and it only comes from him. Begin to pray daily. Begin to knock off those shady things that you do, like harboring ill feelings. Okay, well, you know how hard it was for me to really forgive the person that raped me, molested me, knowing that I potentially would not have children because in my development stages, these bad things have happened to me. You know how I really had to forgive that person? And you know how hard it was for me to really walk in the obedience of God, to share my journey, to create JereBlack.com, just to share with other women, okay, well, this is what happened to me. This is how I overcame it. It wasn't easy. I still feel this way sometimes. I still deal with these issues sometimes. I'm not all the way put together. I'm not 100% totally free of these ill feelings. But you know what? It's a daily, daily journey. And the reason why I'm so passionate of helping other women is because I know what it is to walk in those shoes. Not just to say, oh, well, it'll get better. Not just to say that, oh, in time you'll feel different. No, because I've been there. And let me tell you something. You might have those naysayers that saying, well, you know what? You've been doing this long, so why change it? Those are the people that you do not need to be around. Those are the people that you do not need to associate yourself with when you're going on this positive journey of unmasking who you really aren't, to becoming identified of the true character and the woman of God that you need to be. Let me break this down, because we are all on an individual journey, but we are all on the same road in our walk with God. I didn't say our purpose was the same. I said we're on the same road because our destination is all going to lead up into pleasing God. And how you want to please God is just living your best truth, living your best life before Him. Now, this may not be for everybody because everybody may not be ready. Everybody may not come to a place to where they're going to be that way. But if this is reaching your heart, if this is ministering to you, then I would suggest that you either get with your pastor, get with somebody that you trust to pray with you, and really, really start brand new with God, regardless of if you are knowing of Him, regardless if you talk to Him daily. It's always good to start fresh anyway with God when you're starting a new journey. And when you begin to unmask your heart before God, I would suggest that you journal where you are, what your fears are, what you're worried about in this journey, because that's going to keep your mind clear. That's going to keep your focus geared to what you want to do, where you're headed, what you're overcoming, what your true fears are. Because once you look at that and keep that in the forefront of, okay, this is why I need to do this. This is why I'm going to do this. This is why I want to get rid of all that filth, all that hatred, all that unforgiveness in my heart, all the anxiety that comes along with that, all the nightmares that have plagued me for those many years. It will begin to fall off. And then sometimes it will begin to feel like you're slipping because you are not focused. I've had those days before to where you want to turn back and say, you know what, I was good how I was. But that's just a raw emotion. That's just a outlet of, okay, well, I can't do this. And that's a point of distraction. That's a point of weakness. That's a point of fear, of giving up. And when you're on this journey, it is so good to have an accountability partner. Because for myself, my husband is my greatest asset in prayer, in strength, and in life. You need somebody to give you that raw but loving truth about, you know what, you said you were going to do this, and you said this is why you wanted to do this, and you said that you wanted to complete this new journey in your life. So don't go back to the old ways. Don't go back to the people that have shut you down, that has robbed you of your joy, that, you know, and he keeps it all the way real, because when he's ministering to me, he's not just my husband, he's the person that is keeping me on the right track. So if you have somebody that you know that is going to be true and honest with you in your journey with God of revealing what you need to do to be clear, to be focused, to be ignited in your truth, then don't push them away. Really get with them. Even sometimes when they tell you the truth and it hurts and it stings, take it. I had to take it, because let me tell you something, taking it is the most rawest thing of truth that you can do in this walk of really peeling back the layers of hurt, peeling back the layers of I don't know what else to do. So keeping that in mind and keeping that clear focus will help you be truthful to yourself, will help you be accountable to yourself, will help you, even when you don't feel like doing it, pushing you to that next level in yourself, pushing you to that next level in God, pushing you to tell your truth and tell your testimony. And I'm telling you, when you get to that place of numbness, that's when you need to push more. Because I had to, when I think about the first time I shared my truth, I talked to God. I didn't talk to nobody else. I talked to God. And this was even before I was on this journey. I began to tell him in little bits and pieces how I was tired, how I didn't want to live, how all the bad stuff that happened to me overtook the way that I felt about people, overtook the way that I felt about him, overtook the the focus off of what I was supposed to do in this world. Because when I was younger, I loved people with, and I had peace. But when that dark space came into my life at the age of 6, I shut down. At 6 years old, I was numb. At 6 years old, I wasn't even forming any conversations with nobody because the enemy came in and muted me. And I spiraled out of control in such of a way to where I was 12 years old when my family, when my mom moved us to Oakland, California. And I was so, let me tell you the age difference between myself and my abuser. He was 10 years older than me. So I was 11. He was 21 when he raped me. I was 12 years old going on a year of, you know, what happened, the traumatic experience. And we moved up to Northern California. And in my mind, I knew that it was wrong for me to be dating a 25-year-old. But in my mind, it was normal because it happened to me for so long that I couldn't process not having that around. And that was a trick of the enemy, because when he sent that person into the family, nobody knew that this was going to happen. Not even to me. And so when these things and these emotions that I didn't even know I had as a young child began to open up by the person that attacked me, it was just, okay, when it was all said and done with, years went by, and then when it was all said and done with and I didn't see him anymore, it felt like my spirit needed an older person around me. And my mom found out, and she whooped me without sitting me down to understand, okay, Jure, what's going on? You're 12 years old, this person, and yada, yada, yada. And I couldn't explain it to nobody. I shut down again. I started drinking at the age of 13. I started smoking weed at 14 and a half, you know, just doing things that I knew I shouldn't have been doing. And then for the longest time, I stayed away from people. I didn't know what to do with myself. And then I tried to get back in church when I was older. It didn't help because I was running from truth. I was running from everything that I was taught because I grew up in church. I knew the ways of what to do. I knew the ways of you're supposed to do this and you're supposed to do that. But my inside was damaged. So my outer part didn't care either. The flesh was like, you're going to do what you want to do, and you're going to live how you want to live. But I know when God kept calling me back to him, my flesh was always resistant because I didn't care about anything that he was saying to me. Because I used to always say, well, how come you allowed this to happen to me? How come you allowed this to be in my life? But you know what? When I start really looking at, in my adulthood, when I start really looking at how God moved and how God truly was in my life and protecting me, I knew better. I started really knowing better that this wasn't God's plan. When God has a purpose on your life, and hear me clear, when God has a purpose and a destination for you to pursue in your life, the trick of the enemy will rush in and start sending all kind of distractions, all kind of hurt, all kind of everything in your path. And it can be unbeknownst to you that you can't even see it. He has sent friendships. He has sent guys. He has sent every little thing to you to keep you away from God. And then you'll be starting to think, well, hey, I'm doing pretty okay in life how I am. Hey, I'm fine with the person that I'm with. Hey, I'm fine with doing things how I want to do them instead of seeing, okay, well, this is a trick. This is not what God wants. This is not what God needs from me. This is not the will of God for my life. But you'll always have the enemy because you're not staying prayed up. You're not in God's word. You are not talking to God daily. So even though his hand of protection may still be on your life, you're still playing on the playground of the enemy. And it's time to wake up. It's time to cut all ties with the enemy. It's time to embrace your true identity in God. There's no better way for me to say why live in hell on earth and then just go to hell and burn forever. A lot of people don't know that spiritual and evil really exist. They don't believe in it. But there'll be that one day that we all have to stand in front of God. And there are going to be no excuses as to why we didn't get it right. Either he's going to say, welcome, or either he's going to say, depart from me, I know you not. And where everybody's going to be judging, this is not to scare you. This is just to inform you that we are living in the last and final evil days. And when God comes, he's going to come back for his chosen. And you don't want to miss that. You don't want to miss being with God that created you, that came down to die for you, but we couldn't live for him on earth. How is that going to look? How is that going to look if you sit up here and plead with God and he said you couldn't even do the one task that I asked you to do, and that's to spread my news, and that's to live for me, and that's to obtain sanctification, live holy, and receive the Holy Spirit, because that's the only way that anyone is going to enter in the kingdom of God. So are you willing to allow the devil to rob you? Are you willing to allow him to steal your joy? I encourage you, women of God, because that is what God has called each and every one of us to be. Ministering is just not being behind the pulpit. Ministering is just not being a part of a mega church. Ministering is not being a part of this elite social club where you're recognized. No, it is sharing your story, doing what God told you to do. If God told you to be the greatest usher, you do that with dignity. You do that with pride. You do that to the best of your ability. If God called you to do anything that is of small, minor, or great, or medium, you do it. Because someone needs to hear you. Someone needs to be encouraged. Someone needs to know that they are not the only one that is walking in those shoes. And I'm telling you, reiterating from what I said earlier, it's not easy putting yourself out there, sharing your story. It's not easy wondering, oh, well, is it going to be received? Or am I going to be judged? Who cares? Because those are the things that I struggle with too, but who cares? As long as you're being obedient, that is all that matters, okay? It is the only thing that matters to God. Obedience is better than sacrifice, okay? Because when it comes before destruction, I'm pretty sure that nobody knows, and I know this for sure, nobody knows when they're going to take their last breath. Nobody knows when the angels are going to sound the trumpet to come and get us. Nobody knows that. But what I do know is when God places a purpose on your life, fulfill it. Because you want to leave a legacy for your children, your grandchildren. You want to, but a spiritual legacy, it has nothing to do with houses. It has nothing to do with material. It has everything to do with spiritual, so they can walk up in the ways of God. You don't want them to go through the same things, the same struggles, the same darkness that's plagued you. You want them to know that, hey, I've been through this, but this is how I overcame it. Let me share this. And I did a Bible study on Mary Magdalene. It is one of the rarest talked about stories in the Bible amongst women because she was so filthy in her community because she was a prostitute. She was unclean. She slept with guys for money. women in the community did not want her around her, their men, their family, anybody that is associated with them. But understand this. God didn't look at who she was and what she was doing when she came to him and sought out what she needed from him. She cried and began, her tears began to wash God's feet. And she ended up in whatever state of mind that she was in, drying his feet with her hair. And she began to search, what else can I do? So she broke this expensive perfume and she began to anoint his feet. Why? It's because she was purposed to do that, because God was preparing and to unmask who he truly was to this world. They didn't believe that he was God's son. So he had to show them, okay, you don't believe me? I'm going to let y'all do what y'all want to do. But when I, on the third day, when I rise from the dead, you guys are going to know truly that I am who I said I was. And so after Mary washed God's feet, he told her, your sins are forgiven. Go and sin no more. But guess what she chose to do? After she unmasked herself in front of God and cried and did everything she needed to do, she stayed with him because he didn't judge her. He didn't shoo her away. He didn't tell her, you're too unclean to touch me. He didn't do that. He looked at her. He didn't have pity. He knew that she was willing to change. He knew that she was tired of the person that she was every day. He knew that she wanted a new identity in him. He didn't force her to stay. And what I'm saying is God is not going to force you to change. You have to have that desire. And when that desire comes, wherever you are, wherever you find yourself, go somewhere in your mind, in your spirit, in your heart, and talk to God. Whether you're on a bus, whether you're driving, whether you need to pull over, whether you're taking your kids to school, it's okay to talk to him. It's okay because he hears you. He hears you and he loves you. And all I can say is, if he did it for a California girl that was mean, brutally mean, and didn't care about wrecking my life back in 2009, let me tell you some truth. I tried to kill myself because I was scared of still living the way that I was. I was scared and I was tired. But let me tell you, when I woke up on that table, I was mad because I knew that God wasn't through with my life. And it took all this time from then to last year to really see that, Lord, you do love me. Lord, you do have a purpose for my life. And when he began to unmask the ugliness within me, I was looking at it because God will show you yourself. It's not pretty. When he began to do that, I was all like, I just started crying. I'm like, wow. And that was it for me. I wanted to change. I wanted to be free. I wanted to do everything. Hey, I have 1 minute left, and I just wanted to encourage you guys. If you want to share your story, head on over to jereblack.com, hit the tab, share your story. You can remain anonymous. You can share it in how many word forms that you want. And also, if you want to just chat by email, email me at hopeforthehealing@gmail.com, and you can also shoot me an email at info@jereblack.com. Be blessed. Walk in your truth. Unmask your heart before God and become identified in Jesus. Do not allow any distractions, negativity in your life. When you get on this journey, stay positive. No matter how hard it is, no matter what is going on in your life, make sure that you are whole, make sure that you are true, and make sure that you shine in Jesus.